Okay, reading from chapter 30, Madhurya Ras Vichar, Vatsalya and Madhurya, Madhura. Omigana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur and Militamyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Navaha Sri Chaitanya Manogistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Kurubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Ghor Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, greetings from Diversion Falls. I'll be staying up here for most of the next 3-4 weeks. I will make a trip down to New Jersey. So we're on chapter 33. And right now, Gopal Guru Goswami, who is a disciple of Vikrashara Pandit, who was instructed by Srup Damodar, who was the most confidential associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's been instructed, this is the Simplex 6 section of Raganuga Bhakti, where one's devotion is inspired solely by one's attraction and not anything external to that attraction, even a sense of obligation or duty inspired by the Aishwarya, the opulence of your beloved. So even in more advanced stages of Krishna consciousness, when the object of love is God in his imminent or majestic form, it is still not Raganuga Bhakti. And the people who perfect that are not Ragatmaka Bhakti, because there is still something external to the force of pure love. Even though it is prema, even though it is bhava, even though it's very high, but because the conception in Aishwarya, the mood of opulence, is all in reverence, there's just something extra there. It's in the relationship. But it's not Raganuga Bhakti, it's not Ragatmaka Bhakti. So he's explaining to Vrajanath, in his education of Vrajanath, which is part of this novel, he's explaining to him Raganuga Bhakti. And he's explaining to him, which is to aspire for the love of the residents of Vrindavan towards Krishna. And therefore, you have to know something about that love, because that will be your aspiration. It will be naturally awakened, but that would be your aspiration. And so it's been described, and this is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so there's a whole Bhaktivinoda Thakur is using the template without directly explaining it. He's using the template of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which we know is Nectar of Devotion. which is explaining in the Southern Division that there are five bhavas that compose rasa. And in each relationship with Krishna, those bhavas are different. Like, for example, anubhav, the mood and emotion that accompanies some action. In servitude, that action, the action of love will be evasances. And in parenthood, the action of love will be blessings. Or in Madhurya Ras, the action of love will be sidelong glances. In Sakya Ras, or friendship, the action of love may be a slap on the back. So, the Western division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which has five waves, they each describe how a particular relationship with Krishna is composed of five ingredients. Like in my, for example, one ingredient may be vegetable, but there may be different vegetables. I'm just saying in terms of how there could be a category of ingredients, but have variety within it. So each of the relationships have the same categories of emotions, but different items within those categories. They're just like spices. Spices may be different. Spices is one of, let's say, in a connoisseur, he's cooking something, so the meal has to have spices. So spices, the spices may vary. And then it may have to have some vegetables. All right. And the vegetables vary. And it has to have some oil. Well, it could be ghee or sesame oil or olive oil or something like that. So the different varieties of ingredients, different ingredients or different categories, let's say, are to make perfect love, which is the perfect description of the spiritual world, which is rasa, which is lila, or because love means a concrete expression of love. So it's lila, which is has this kind of exchange. One day, Vijay and Vrajanath, that's Vrajanath and his uncle, after honoring Bhagavat Prasad, went to take darshan of Sri Haridas Thakur Samadhi and Sri Gopinath at Sri Tota Gopinath. We've been to Puri. Those of you going to Puri, this is what you'll see. Haridas Thakur Samadhi, Tota Gopinath. Then after proceeding to the Radha Pant Mat, we went there too. That's where the Gambira was. After offering their pranam at Sri Guru Goswami's lotus feet, they sat down and began to discuss the variety of subjects with Sri Jana Chandra Goswami. Jana Chandra Goswami is famous for the Padati, which means kind of almost a rule book of how to practice the exoteric process of Raghunuga Bhakti. The esoteric process or the inner process by Raghunath Das Goswami, you concentrate on hearing about the various moods, the internal thing. And in this process, you concentrate on various rituals that structure your life to give that mood. In the meantime, Sri Guru Goswami, after honoring Mahaprasad, gracefully came out and sat on his asana. Vrajanath then humbly inquired about Vatsalya Bhakti Ras, and Sri Guru Goswami replied, in Vatsalya Ras, Sri Krishna is Vishaya Alamban, and his elders, Gurujan, are Ashraya Alamban. So remember the basic, the first ingredients was Vibhav, which had two categories, Alamban and Udipan. The carry of the Alamban, or the basic support, the Alamban, or basic support, is Krishna and the devotee. So in Vatsalya Ras, the devotee would be his elders. In Madhurya Ras, the gopis. In Sakya Ras, the friendship would be the friends. And Krishna as a baby is the Vishaya Alamban. Krishna is beautiful with dark complexioned limbs. He's endowed with all auspicious symptoms. His behavior is mild. His speech is sweet. And he is simple and bashful. He is modest. He is respectful towards his elders and he is charitable. Among his elders, Vijayashri Yasoda and Vijayashvara, Nanda Maharaj are the most prominent. So the most prominent of the devotees, Vibhav, Alamban, Vishaya, or Yasoda and Nanda. Others are Rohini and other elderly gopis who are Krishna's worshipful superiors. Also Devaki, Kunti, Vasudev, Sandipani, and so on. So these are all the Ashraya Alamban Vibhav, who are the supports or devotees who have this love that you should aspire for in Vatsalya Ras. So it names it. In this Ras, the Udipan are Krishna's ages, such as Kumar. So Krishna's little child, his beauty, his dress, his childhood, his restlessness, his sweet words, and his laughter, and his pastimes. So he's a child. What inspires the Vatsalya Ras? The sweet words of the child, his restlessness, his beauty. And now he goes on to the next. Please tell me about the Anubhavs of this rasa. Goswami, the Anubhavs are smelling Krishna's head. These are the actions in parental ras. Cleansing his limbs with his hands, offering blessings, giving him orders, nurturing him, caring for him, giving beneficial instructions. The general sadharan anubhavs of this ras are kissing Krishna, embracing him, calling him loudly by name and restraining and scolding him at the proper times. Vajana, that's the second one, the third. What are the sattvika transformations arise in this rasa? Goswami, there are eight symptoms, such as shedding tears, trembling, perspiration, and becoming stunned. There's also the unique symptom of milk flowing from the breast. So altogether, there are nine sattvika bhavs. One second, I gotta find something here. One second. Kindly tell me about the Vyabhachari Bhavs, Goswami. In Vatsalya Ras, the Vyabhachari Bhavs are the same as those I explained previously in connection with Vritta Ras. Dasira. In addition to all others, there is asmara, fainting. So Vyabhachari Bhavs are the transitory emotions that come from that core love. So parental ras, so we have all the symptoms of friendship, but the parent will also faint. The friends don't faint. The parent will faint. Ah, my child. What is the sky bhav about of this rasa? Goswami, the sthayi bhava, that's the permanent feeling, is the rati of benevolence superior to the object of his kindness, which is utterly devoid of reverence. Now, the parent doesn't have any reverence. He doesn't start offering prayers. It's not respect, it's affection. The vatsalya rati of elders like Yasoda is naturally mature. The sthayi bhava of this ras through prema and progresses through prema and sneha to rag. So there's different levels of prema and the different relationships with Krishna achieve different levels. Yudhisthira's bhav is combined with Vatsalya, Pritta, Dasya, and Sakya. Ugrasena's Pritti Dasya ras is a combination of Vatsalya and Sakya ras. While Nakul, Sahadeva, and Narada have a mixture of Sakya and Dasya ras, as is the Bhava of Rudra, Garuda, and Uddhava. So there's something called Sankula Ras. So there can be a mixture. For example, Yudhisthira is a cousin of Krishna, but he's older, so he has some Vatsalya, but also he has some respect for Krishna, so that's also Dasya, and he's a friend, Sakya. And Ugrasena, his servitude is a combination of Vatsalya and Sakya also, while Nakul, Sahadeva, and Narada have a mixture of Sakya and Dasyaras, as is the Bhav of Rudra, Garuda, and Uddhava. Rajanath, Prabhu, I have understood Vatsalya Ras. Now kindly explain the ultimate mellow, Madhura Ras, for we shall become less simply by hearing about it. O Swami, Madhurya Bhakti Ras has been called Mukhya Bhakti Ras. The conditioned jiva has taken shelter of mundane ras, but when his intelligence becomes dedicated to Ishvara, he naturally attains the path of detachment. Even then, he cannot be inclined for Madhurya Ras until he becomes eligible for Chitras. Chitras means, Chit means pure consciousness. Anyway, such people have no qualification for this Ras. The very nature of Madhurya Ras makes it difficult to understand, and candidates for Madhurya Ras are rarely found. This is the reason why this Ras is extremely secret. Madhurya Ras is naturally an extensive subject, but I only give a brief summary now. Same thing happened, and this is pure Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When they get to the Madhurya Ras, this is the Western, this would correspond to the Western, the fifth wave of the Western Division. He only gives it brief, of course, he'll explain a whole book about it. Which means later in this text, he will explain it in relationship to Ujjvala Nilamani, which is the fifth wave of the Western Division of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is the components of Madhurya Ras, expanded fully. So it's only going to briefly explained here. Goswami, the Priyanama Sukhas are eligible for Sringa Ras to some extent. I will keep their qualification in mind and speak whatever is appropriate for you, and I will say nothing unsuitable. So they're very, very reluctant. And this is the mood of Bhakti Siddhanta, his son, and this is the mood of Prabhupada. They're very, very reluctant to explain it to those who are unqualified, who have not been purified, and therefore will tend to view it as mundane, or those who haven't been educated and will tend to view it as mythological. So, Rajanath, who are the alumban of this ras? Now, when I say alumban, it means who is the object of that love and who is the subject of the love. So the object of love is Kishore Krishna, obviously. Krishna's a teenager, not as a young boy. And the object of that love and the subject of that love is the gopis. The gopis are Asraya, Vibhav, Asraya, Alamban. Sri Krishna is the Vishaya Alamban of this rasa, Goswami says. As a gallant lover, he is the supreme abode of expertise and relishing pastimes of unequaled and unsurpassed beauty. The Asraya Alamban of this rasa are the gopis of Vraja. And Srimati Radhaji is the best of all Krishna's beloved consorts. The sound of Krishna's Bhurali is the Udipan of this ras, and the Anubhavs are casting sidelong glances and smiling. All the Satvika Bhavs manifest completely in the Madhurya Ras, and so do all the Vyabhachari Bhavs, with the exception of laziness and fierceness. Rajanath, so very briefly he summarizes. What is the nature of the Sthayi Bhava of this Ras? Madhura Rati becomes Madhura Bhakti Ras but has been nourished by the appropriate vibhavs and so on of one's atma. Such rati for Radha-Madhava is not subject to any type of obstruction through the influence of compatible or incompatible bhavas. It means the parents cannot stop, you know, this relationship. Rajanath, how many types of Madhurya Ras are there? Goswami, there are two divisions of Madhurya Ras, Vipralamba, separation, and Sambhog, meeting. Rajanath, what is Vipralamba? There are many types of Vipralamba, such as Purvarag, Man, and Pavas. So this is kind of interesting and important. Vipralamba means a separation, but it's a particular type of separation felt for one who has intimate love. I don't think Vipralamba is in Vaikuntha, for example. So Purvarag, what is Purvarag? Purvarag is the bhava that exists before meeting one's lover. So there may be separation, but you've heard, but you've never met. Sometimes I know my niece met her fiance or boyfriend on Skype. So she never met him. So she was in separation before ever meeting him. Of course, there's no Skype in there, but Radharani saw Krishna's picture or heard his flute or heard his name. What are Man and Pravas? I don't need to explain Man because everyone understands it. Man is transcendental kind of anger. I guess that creates a kind of separation because you're not together with someone. You're angry. You're leaving them. Often Radha would be angry with Krishna and she would leave, but she'd still be in separation from Krishna. Pravas means being away from each other, a separation vriha. So pravas just means you know someone, etc., and by circumstances you're not there. If you're not leaving because of anger, but somehow you're not together. What is sambhog? Sambhog is the bhog, enjoyment, that occurs when lovers meet. I will say no more about Madhurya Ras. Those sadhakas qualified for Madhurya Ras should learn its confidential mysteries by studying Sri Ujjvala Nilamani. If we continue going with this, we will get a summary of Ujjvala Nilamani and those who have actually endured after the last year and a half coming every week may be qualified to hear that. Kindly tell me something about the position of Gona Bhakti Ras. So now that he's asking, this is the northern division of Bhakti Ras and Mitta Sindhu, and the northern division, one second. Okay. Okay, so indirect Ras, I explained this before, indirect Ras means there are powerful emotions that become so consuming that you think that there are particular overwhelming emotion in themselves, well, really what they are is one of the primary relationships like parental or conjugal or friendship or servitude or neutrality experienced indirectly. Jiva Goswami gives us this simple analogy. In the distance, you may see a band and you'll say that you may see music coming, and you'll say the music is coming from the stage. It's not coming from the stage, it's coming from the people on the stage. So it may be laughter and tragedy and so many things. And it may seem to be coming somewhere different than where it actually is. It's actually coming from one of the primary relationships. There are seven Gona Rasas: Hasya, comedy; Abhuta, wonder; Virya, chivalry; Karuna, compassion, Rodra, anger, Ayanika, fear, and Vibhatsa, disgust. When they become powerful and take the place of the Mukhya Ras, they appear as separate individual rasas. When they act as independent rasas in this way, they become the Stai Bhavs, and when they are nourished by the appropriate Vibhavs and so on, they become rasa. Actually, only the five Mukhya Rasas, Santa, Dhasya, Sokya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, are rasa. The seven Gona Rasas, beginning with Hasya, are generally included within the category of Vyabhachari Bhavs. So he briefly just explains that. And the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu will have it in depth. The nature of these relationships. I'm fully acquainted with Hasya and so on from my studies of Rasa Tachar and Alanka Shastra, so please tell me about their relationship with Mukhya Rasas. I'll explain which indirect Rasas go with which primary Rasas. Goswami, now I explain how the various Rasas, such as Shanta, are mutually compatible or incompatible. Dasya, Vibhatsya, Dharmavir, and Abhuta are all compatible with Shantaras. So with the mood of neutrality, the mood of reverence and seeing God in great awe, disgust, because you become detached, you may have to, therefore, understanding the greatness of God, understanding our position, you may have a disgust of the material world. So it's compatible with that. And chivalry and certain rituals, you'll get a mood, and that's okay. And Abhuta, or wonder. Abhuta, that means wonder, is also compatible with Dasyaras, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. So yeah, wonder, in any of those relationships, you can have wonder. Shanta is incompatible with Madhurya, because Madhurya is so intimate, and Shanta needs the object of the Vishaya Alamban to be so awe-inspiring. And that's incompatible with Madhurya. Yudhavir is chivalry. Shantaras is peace. Rodra and Bhayanaka, fear. Shanta is incompatible with anger and fear. Where in Madhurya Ras, you can have anger and fear. The gopis were fearful of Krishna. At Dangati, when the gopis were coming through the small, narrow pathways in Govardhan with their milkwares, And Krishna was standing there, and they became very afraid in their love for him, what he may do. That's compatible, but it's incompatible with Shantaras. Dasya is compatible with Vibhatsya, disgust. Santa, Dharmavir, Dhanavir, giving charity. And incompatible with Madhurya, Yudhavir, and Rodra. It's incompatible with Madhurya Ras, Dasya Ras, and chivalry. The feeling, because Sakya is compatible with Madhurya, Hasya, and Yudhavir. The friendship compatible with conjugal friends can help. Or, well, the Priyanamasakas can, but Hasya with joking, of course, friendship, chivalry, of course, friendship, and it's incompatible with Vatsalya Ras. When there's friendship, you don't want the parents around, they spoil it. And Vibhatsa, Rodha, and Vayanika. Vatsalya is compatible with Hasya, you laugh, Karuna, compassion, Vayanika, and fear, and incompatible with Madhurya. Madhura, because You don't want the friends around, and you don't want the friends around when you're in conjugal relationship. You don't want your parents around. And Vatsairas, the other ones, with Yudhavir, Dasyaras, and Roja. The Dura is compatible with Hasya and Sakya when you have conjugal. You share that with your friends. And incompatible with Vatsalya, Bibhat, Santa, Roda, and Bayanika. Hasya is compatible with Bibhatsya and Madhurya and Vatsalya, and incompatible with Karuna and Bayanika. Hasya is incompatible with fear or compassion. Compassion or pity, you don't laugh. Okay, let me just finish this list for today, it'll be enough. Abhuta, wonder, is compatible with Virya, chivalry, Shanta, peacefulness, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsa, and Madhurya. And incompatible with Hasya, wonder, and you're laughing, and friendship. Friendship is among equals. Dasya, Rota, and Vibhasa. Virya Rasa is compatible with Abhuta Rasa, chivalry with wonder, and incompatible with Vayanika or fear. According to some opinions, Vira is also incompatible with Shanta. Karuna, or pity, is compatible with Rodra, anger, and Vatsalya, and incompatible with Virya, chivalry, Hasya, laughter, the Sambhog aspect of Sringara, means when Madhurasa is together, and Abhuta. Rodra, anger, is compatible with Karuna and Vira, and incompatible with Hasya, Sringara, and Bayanika. Bayanika, fear, is compatible with Vibhatsa, disgust, and Karuna, compassion, and incompatible with Vira, Sringa, Hasya, and Rodra. And finally, Vibhatsa is compatible with Shanta, Hasya, and Dasya, and incompatible with Sringara. Remaining combinations are all mutually neutral. Okay, I think that's a lot to digest for today. Are there any questions? Okay, if anyone's there, they can please say hello. By the end of the week, I'll finalize the dates with you for coming over. I just sat down at my desk today. Okay. Okay, and Bergerade, is there anybody else there today? Say hello.
Jai Maharaj, it's Rati Krishna.
Okay, Rati. Okay. Well, I'll get that list to you, list of invites tomorrow. I just settled down. Okay. Okay, thank you all. Hare Krishna.